Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It is one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs. And next week, we will be airing our annual Christmas special, in which there will be 40 different Christmas songs highlighted in very interesting groupings. And I highly encourage you to tune in next week for the annual Christmas music special. It is time for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Well, Pastor Drew Sams has been the pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California for a long time. He was the youth minister, and now he's been promoted to be the young adult minister. I'm joking. He's been promoted to more generalistic activities. But more importantly, he is a new father. And as we do every time Pastor Drew is on the show, the first thing I ask him is the health and welfare of baby Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, love being on. He's doing great. 8 months this Sunday.
Wow.
It's going by so quick.
I get such a kick out of it. And latest new thing he's done, or surprise, or anything you want to share?
I never thought I'd get so excited for him just to get on his hands and knees and not even crawl yet. He's not even crawling yet. But he can get on his hands and his knees, and he rocks back and forth like he's getting ready for it. It's like a drag car at the starting line waiting for the green light, you know.
I love it.
One day he'll start moving forward, but it's really funny.
It's as you've heard me say, and I say so often, it goes by so quickly that just try to burn those memories in your mind, because it will be, before you know it, you'll be doing what I just did and taking them to college.
Yeah, college road trip right around the corner.
Yeah, it seems that way. So it's open mic today. It's open communication. I'm asking my guests, particularly you guys, the regulars, and Dr. Jennifer's with us, so it's all regulars today, to take the dialogue where you'd like to take it. And this is our last live show, I think, before the New Year's and Christmas. So it's all yours.
Great.
Forum is yours.
Well, you know, we're wrapping up the year, and even your column this week, How to Survive Christmas, New Year's, and the In-Laws, and there was, between the tweets that you shared from Dad Chat last week and some of those comics, I laughed, but at the same time, it hit so close to home, because it's so true. They just nailed it on the head that so many times in our society today, it feels like we're just trying to survive the holidays, trying to survive Christmas, trying to survive time with the in-laws. And I guess the topic that I'd love to talk about as we wrap up this year, and it's one we've touched on before, is just how important it is to remember what things are all about. And when we come together with family, just to dialogue with one another around shared memories, shared experiences. I know for you, you have every Friday your Shabbat meal, and how important that is in your family to be able to remember together. And I really think that the root of so much of our brokenness in society is an inability to remember where we've come from, who God is, what our identity is in Him. And so,
or may I challenge you and say that there's a corollary, that we hold on to bad memories too much.
I agree.
So what often happens at the holiday time is we want Mom and Dad or Uncle Joe or whoever to behave differently. Okay, Mom and Dad are the way they are. So if you really expect Mom and Dad, your in-laws, who are going to come and stay with you for the holidays, to not critique the way you do something, which is maybe the way they always do it, you're just going to set yourself up for disappointment. So manage your expectations for those bad memories. I totally agree with you. And then celebrate the good ones.
You know, that's a great clarification, because it's not just enough just to remember, because you can remember anything, the good, the bad, the ugly. This past Thanksgiving, I was with my family, and we actually did a really good job remembering. We spent the whole Thanksgiving dinner, but the problem was, is we spent the whole time talking about a Thanksgiving about 20 years ago, where my uncle, my stepdad's brother, walked out on the family in the middle of the Thanksgiving dinner. And literally this year, this Thanksgiving, we spent the entire meal, from the moment we sat down all the way through the pumpkin pie at the end, talking about that experience, talking about my uncle, and it was kind of a downer because it was more of a negative memory. So that,
I think it
is a good point that you bring up.
Did he ever come back to the table?
No.
I mean, literally. I mean, in the years since.
No.
Whoa.
Yeah. So we were really just talking about, wow, so that's been about 20 years, and all the things that have happened in his life and how he kind of stepped away from the family, didn't talk to us for about 5 years, and all the choices that he's made over the years. So it was really, kind of a downer.
Well, my wife has an issue similar to that in her family, and I've really worked with her hard to try to put that particular one aside that regards one relative and celebrate the blessing that her parents are still here and with us and able to visit, and we're able to visit them. My parents are both gone. And so my wife would often come away from visits with her parents, whether we went there, she went there, or they came here. Afterwards, she'd be like upset or disappointed or angry. And I'm going, honey, manage those expectations. Mm-hmm. Your parents are who they are, and they're good people. We're not talking about anything serious. But it's just, she just wanted them to be something different than they are, which is largely terrific. But a lot of it has to do with, you know, relationship with her brother and other stuff that goes on. So it's bringing the right context to this whole thing, and I think that's how you can survive the holidays.
Yeah, you know, related to managing expectations, really briefly, my senior pastor this week, he is helping his dad move from the Chicago area all the way down to Florida, so heading the right direction in terms of warmth and comfortable weather. But he said something really interesting. He says, I know something's going to go wrong on this trip, because they were renting a truck. They were doing the drive, a huge, huge drive, you know, all the way north to south.
Wow.
He said, I know something's going to go wrong. I know there'll be a problem. I just don't know what it is yet. So if I know ahead of time that something will go wrong, whether it's a flat tire or an argument or something, at least I'll know that something will happen so that when it does happen, it won't be a surprise. And so the way he phrased it was really interesting, because though it is a surprise when something bad goes wrong, he's anticipating that much time, that long of a journey, something will be unexpected. And I even think for me this Christmas, I'm going to be with my entire wife's family at a cabin outside of Portland for a week.
Wow. With your baby.
With my baby.
In a change of scenery, which could cause some anxiety for baby Drew.
Yep. Elevation.
Right,
there's gonna be
right,
six
right, right.
grandkids.
Whoa.
And so I think I'm going to go into it saying, you know, I'm going to anticipate that something's going to happen that will be unexpected. But
look at it
I'll
this way.
That, something, it'll be fun.
Something will challenge you. That's a way of looking at it. Not unexpected is fine, too. I would rather not say what your pastor said, that I expect a bad thing to happen.
Yeah.
But something unexpected, something that will challenge me, is likely to happen in X and X circumstance. Any get-together of a large family, it's just going to happen. It's inevitable. I only know of one family, and I only know them somewhat superficially, that appears to be just perfect. But the key word there is appears. They just all seem to get along. There's a huge family of cousins. They all get together for every major celebration. But I'm sure there's the dark side that I'm not aware of. But we're nearly out of time, Pastor Drew. Any parting words for the end of the year?
Well, as we wrap up, take the time with family to make those new memories, even that years from now you can look back on and remember with fond memories. So I'm excited for your family and the time you're going to spend as we wrap up the year, and our listeners, and I look forward to reconnecting with you soon.
Well, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you, Pastor Drew.
Happy Hanukkah as well.
Thank you. It's the fourth night or fifth
night
tonight.
Yeah, right in the middle.
Yeah, it's always weird because of that lunar calendar. Anyway, Pastor Drew, Surfer Drew, that's where you can find him. Is that right, Surfer Drew, right?
That's right.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you in 2013.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Okay, we'll be back with Dr. Jennifer Weberman for the Women's Room after these messages.
Light one candle for the Maccabee children, but thanks to their light, didn't die. One candle for the pain they endured when their right to exist was denied. The light one